The Got Something to Say podcast is brought to you by South Bend International Airport. When it's time, they'll get you there. South Bend International Airport. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you.
My guest today is Matthew Bizzo from the Krazzle Arts Center. Matthew, I will say, I ask how you're doing, but I know that you're just, you're busy because this is, it's crunch time. It's the week of getting ready for the Krazzle Art Fair on the Bluff. You also got a ton of other stuff that is going on that we need to discuss. So where shall we begin? Probably talking about the art fair, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the second weekend of July every single year is an exciting year week in our community. It's coming right after the 4th of July celebration. And of course, it's the week before the Krazzle Art Fair on the Bluff. This event, we're super excited to have the 60th event this year on July 9th and 10th. And it is right on our heels. And we are so excited to be welcoming the 172 artists to our community.
And what I love is that you guys, you have your e-blasts that you send out to all the people that sign up for the thing at krazzle.org. And that's very helpful to just know about events and things that are going on. But you also have a list of things that people need to know before you go to the art fair. You actually have a top 10 list, which is great. But what are some of the things that we do need to know before we head out to the Krazzle Art Fair?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to find this full list of top 10 things you need to know, that's going to be under the event information page under the art fair at krazzle.org. So that's where you can find all of this. You want to go there and learn more. That also has all the links for what we're talking about today. So you'll definitely want to go check that out. Fantastic. I think the biggest thing that we want to make sure people know is that this is a ticketed event because it is the Krazzle Art Center's largest fundraiser. Like all things in the past couple of years, we've had to make adjustments to make sure that we can still deliver our mission to bring free art to the community. And this is a great way for us to do that and also support artists that are really crucial to our mission. So tickets are $5 for adults. That's for Saturday or Sunday. Tickets are also available at the gates. If you go to Market, Pearl, Park, and Ship Streets. Those are where our entrances are at and where you can get your walk-up tickets. So we've added extra, and Broad Street, of course, right by the stairwell.
Okay.
We're super excited to be, we also have children's tickets for $3, and there's different prices of those that are available online. Now, these tickets that you buy are good for either day of the event, so maybe you're worried about heat, you're worried about weather, you know, this is a rain or shine event. But if you're worried about some of those or if something comes up and you want to go explore something else great in our community, your ticket that you buy is good for either Saturday or Sunday.
Awesome.
So those are kind of the two biggest things as far as the art fair goes. There are 172 artists who are coming from across the country to celebrate with us. And we're actually going to be celebrating with all of the artists before the art fair this Friday, July 8th from 5 to 10 p.m. We've got live music, food trucks, and a bar that we are really excited to just have everyone and throw this kind of big birthday party for the 60th Krazzle Art Fair.
It's going to be fantastic. I'll be there. Very excited to be there for that. That's going to be awesome. Really looking forward to it. A great weekend for that. Can I buy the tickets online ahead of time?
You sure can. Okay. And I would definitely recommend that if you want to avoid any sort of lines.
Sure.
We'll have ticket check-in people at our entrances. They'll have big buttons on so you can see them. And they will be scanning your tickets and giving you your sticker so you can get in to the event. Walk-up tickets are cash only, or we'll also have QR codes so you can purchase them with your cards during the event. But I definitely want to encourage our guests to get those in advance so you can get in and start hanging out with the artists. Now, on Saturday, we are offering a collector's experience package. And if you have purchased one of those, you actually get to start shopping early from 9 to 10 o'clock in the morning, and then general admission begins at 10 o'clock on Saturday.
Man, that's going to be a great time. The Krazzle Art Fair on the Bluff, the 9th and 10th, coming to Southwest Michigan. It's going to be great. Krazzle.org to get more information. Like you said, that top 10 list of things you need to know before you go and all the other information you need to know about the Krazzle Art Fair is right there, Krazzle.org. Some other things that you have going on that that we should know about. What else are you guys got going on? Because I know the art fair is obviously top of mind, but there's so many other things.
Well, and, you know, because the art fair really supports the rest of the work that you and I talk about all the time. And, you know, we're really excited to be kicking off more of that work with our Live at Lunchtime series in July. On July 7th, we're actually going to be talking with an artist who is part of Krasl's new biennial. He's on view at the Box Factory for the Arts. And there's actually a really amazing new biennial event coming to the Box Factory on July 23rd from 5:30 to 8 p.m. You're going to be able to meet the guest curators who help select the sculptures that are in that parking lot across from the Box Factory. That's with Guy and Foster Willie, who actually have some origins to the art fair, as well as their father was one of the founding members of the Krasl Art Fair on the Bluff. So we're very excited to be continuing and weaving in the artists who have made an impact on the art fair and also bring art to our community with our partners at the Box Factory for the Arts.
That's fantastic. Looking forward to that. I love all the Live at Lunchtimes and the other things you guys do. It's certainly keeping you busy for sure. What are some other things that we should know about that are going on?
So on so if the art fair is a little too big for you, we are also very excited to have our July Summer Art Market on Saturday, July 16th. That's just 1 week after the art fair. We're going to be welcoming 10 local artists onto Krasl's Oval Lawn. This is the same day as the Lake Bluff Park Artisan Fair that St. George Today puts on. We've just extended it onto our grounds. You can come and check out these artists who are participating with us and, of course, in the Bluff. That is Saturday, July 16th from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Fantastic. That's a great way to get some great art and support a lot of wonderful artists that are in our community and also get some unique gifts for anybody that has anything going on, whether it's a graduation party, a wedding, or a birthday or anything like that. Or if you want to save some stuff for Christmas, you want to be one of those people that shops ahead of time, you can do that as well.
Right. And I know I'm always running around last minute to get those gifts. So I love our art markets because that does give us the chance to actually go out and get some shopping done much earlier. You know, they say Christmas in July, but it's more like Christmas shopping in July.
Exactly. Yeah, a great way to do that. What else? You guys are, like I said, very busy at the Krasl. What else you want to highlight?
So, you know, one thing, Krasl Art Center does our family days, and we do them on the second Saturday of the month, where these are free family art making activities. They're free and open to all ages. Well, the second weekend in July is, of course, the art fair. So if you're looking for more free activities to do during that weekend, come on down to Krasl Art Center. We will have vendors on our lawn. We also have collaborative art making, puzzle piece making in the art dome on our campus. And there's also art tours going on in the gallery. So if you're looking for some free ways to have fun with the family that weekend, still come check out the family day that's going on Saturday and Sunday. And of course, all the tours that are happening during the art fair.
Fantastic. Check that out, krasl.org. Am I seeing this right? You're going Shakespeare, very
that
Shakespearean
right.
at Krasl. That sounds fun.
You know, in pre-pandemic times, we were super excited to partner with the Notre Dame Shakespeare Festival and bring performances to our grounds. And we're super excited to have it back this year in 2022 on Friday, July 29th from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. The Notre Dame Shakespeare Festival will be performing All's Well That Ends Well. This is a free and open to the public event from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Bring a blanket and chair and enjoy the performance here on Krasl's property.
And I love that collaboration. And the if people have never seen any of the Notre Dame Shakespeare Festival performances, they are top-notch and fantastic. So it's really cool that you guys have collaborated on that. And a cool spot to see a performance. It's like seeing it back in the olden days, outdoor and enjoying nature and having a great time and enjoying Shakespeare.
That is right. We're super excited. They're a great group of performers to work with. And I know they're super busy with their touring season as well. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited to have them back this year on our property.
Well, that's most of the stuff of some of the highlights for July. Anything you want to highlight before we get done here about August?
Yeah, so, I have one more July thing you, Johnny. So our graffiti wall is open at Krasl Art Center. It's a public graffiti wall, and we actually had to reschedule part of the workshop launching this wall. Join us on Thursday, July 28th from 5 to 8 p.m. to hear from Asma Speaks, who was in the lab earlier, and see more about this graffiti wall and what public graffiti looks like and how we'll be managing that wall. So that's the last thing in July. And I know we're running low on time, but just in August, August. Here's a little preview of what we have coming up. We have pop-up concerts on the Oval Lawn with the Southwest Michigan Symphonic Orchestra. Those are Thursdays at 5:30. We're going to be part of Arts in the Park with the Benton Harbor Arts Association on Friday, August 5th. And it's the 20th anniversary celebration of Richard Hunt's and UC's on Thursday, August 23rd. July is going to come and go before we know it. There's so much fun that we've packed in, and there's so much more fun to look forward to in August. We're really excited to have you guys be part of it. And of course, if you want to learn more about all that's going on with Krazzle Art Center, you can head over to our website at krazzle.org. That's krasl.org, or follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
Some great things happening, as always, at the Krazzle Art Center. Matthew, I know you're busy, and I know you've got so many great things to get ready for the Krazzle Art Fair, but I know tons of great things happening July and August to look forward to as well. But thank you so much for catching us up on everything going on at the Krazzle.
Thanks for having me.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.